This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is one of those economic crises that at almost every turn turns out to be more serious than people had been guessing. Exhibit A, this morning's new report on new claims for unemployment insurance, an almost unimaginable 6.6 million people, double the already staggering 3.3 million from a week ago. Tomorrow, we get a look back at the whole month of March, which, bad as that report might be, and it is going to be bad, won't be the whole picture, because it's based on surveys that were done before things really went south. One thing we can confidently predict, though, wage gains last month probably weren't much to write home about. They had been meh for the better part of a decade now. And now that a recession is upon us, that really matters, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Since early 2019, wage gains have slowed down despite historically low unemployment. In fact, the average worker's wages have barely stayed ahead of inflation. NYU economist Edward Wolf is an authority on household wealth in America.
The wealth of middle class is still down by about 15-20%. So here we are at the cusp of another recession, and the middle class still hasn't recovered from the financial crisis.
That's a familiar story for Leanna Wright of Alexandria, Virginia. She's 46, and until last August, she worked as an office manager at a nonprofit. She made a little over $60,000 a year, and with the high cost of living in Northern Virginia, she struggled to make ends meet.
I never really had a lot of savings in the first place.
Then she got laid off. She's been temping, job hunting, and living off unemployment benefits. In early March, she landed a three-month gig as an executive assistant, which she can do from home. She's making $20 an hour and trying to catch back up financially.
It was difficult trying to prioritize what to pay and things like that. You know, I was really racking up the credit card debt.
Wright's finances going into this economic crisis are typical of middle-class Americans. NYU's Edward Wolf says back in 2007, the median household could lose its income but keep up its spending for 1.5 months. By 2016, that had fallen a lot.
The average family, in terms of income, really hasn't much financial reserves to maintain its normal consumption for more than a couple of weeks.
Further down the income scale, the story's worse. Higher up, it's better. Terry Williams is 54 and works for a roofing company near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her husband's a maintenance manager.
Every year he's getting an increase, I'm getting an increase.
Both of them are still working. So what if their jobs and income go away?
We'll be okay. I would say probably maybe 3 months. I really wouldn't want to push it more than that. But at that point, I'd have to reassess. And then you start, you know, what bills don't I pay?
NYU's Edward Wolf says the top 20% of households have more than 2 years of money socked away to keep up their spending. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.